For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alyssa Watkins, a sophomore forward out of Duluth, Minnesota. And first of all, you got your chance to play on that top line with Reese Hunt and Claire Vekic. How much better did they make you?
I mean, they're just such good players. It makes it really easy to play with them. And I know they just always are one step ahead of what we're supposed to do. So it's like really fun to play with them and always like keep the puck moving around our zone and stuff. So they make it really easy to play with.
They made you shine. You looked so good on the puck tonight. When I look at that line, I see Reese Hunt. And she's got great puck handling. Claire, she's just gritty. What do you bring to that line?
I think kind of the same. It's just like I'm not afraid to go into those corners. I like get in front of the net. And I think like with them, we talk a lot on the ice and just always like, we've played together a little bit last year too, so we kind of know what each other likes to do, like do on the ice and like where we're going to be. So, I mean, I think we all work hard, really want to score, so we all kind of just blend together.
Your line came awfully close. You had 5 shots on goal. What's it going to take to get something past these goalies?
I think just definitely being stronger on our sticks and just having a good net presence. We had that today, and she definitely struggled with it. So I think that's tomorrow is just like, even if we don't have the perfect shot, just still shooting, and you never know if it'll go in.
On the other end of the ice, I know there were a couple of turnovers created some goals for Ohio State. What can your team do better defensively?
I think we definitely need to stay on our checks more. I think there were a couple times we got lost. And then there's definitely just a couple times where, like, we didn't break it out as cleanly as we want, which then causes us to get stuck in our zone and girls just get tired. So I think we just need to clean up a lot of our – and it starts on our passes, too.
Late in that third period, there's, like, 2 minutes left. Your line is out there. I even said it on the air. I said, Beavers never quit. But I saw how Claire, your center, was kind of giving – everybody was kind of come together and kind of figuring out what was going to happen next. What was the game plan? What was she telling you?
We just said, like, no matter how much time's left, there's still time to get one. And it's kind of our thing on the bench. It's just, like, we never give up. Like, they scored more goals, yeah, but we always were like, we can still go out there and get one and just go from there. So I think, I mean, we knew that we most likely weren't going to score 5 goals in 2 minutes, but I think it was just a start at one, just, like, don't give up and act like it is a 5-0 game.
That culture here at Bemidji State has always been Beavers never quit. What does that mean to you?
I mean, I think it just truly, like, shows who we are. I mean, we may not have all the Olympians that like other teams have, but we come here and we just want to play just as bad and we work as hard in practice. And that's kind of what we strive on, is just trying to outwork teams.
Alyssa, how long have you been playing hockey?
Oh, I probably started skating when I was like 2. I mean, I did everything my brother did. So as soon as I saw him do it, I wanted to do it.
Well, that answers my next question. Who inspired you to play hockey?
Definitely my brother. Neither of my parents played, so it was definitely him.
Did he go on to play college hockey?
Yeah, he's playing Division I at Union in New York.
Favorite thing about road tripping with this Beaver squad?
I think the bus trips and like stuff, that's fun. I mean, they get long, but that's pretty fun. But also, Coach Emma does a really good job on finding like little food restaurants, and we're not eating at big chains, so that's really fun to see here. But definitely just like, we're in the hotel with girls at the rink at girls, so it's fun. We just all kind of like have fun with each other.
Who's your small group of friends that you hang out with, like of your teammates?
I mean, we do have a class of 10, so I do like everybody in our class, but it's kind of hard. But I think I don't know, kind of like, I'm roommates with Taylor and Ella, so I hang out with them quite a bit. But I like hanging out with like Gino and Kendra and Shelby and Mac. I literally like all of them. I'll hang out with all of them.
That was a hard question to answer, I'm sure. Don't want to leave anybody out. Obviously, you're not just an athlete, but you're also a student. What's your major?
Business and marketing.
What are you hoping to do with that someday? Do you know?
Well, I'm doing a minor in international relations, too. So I really want to like work over in Europe for a little bit. I think that would be fun. But other than that, like I have interest in doing like medical sales. And that's, I don't really know.
Well, you're young. You're only a sophomore. What do you listen to before a game to get pumped up?
It's really weird, but like country, like it's some songs are like fast, but some are slow and I still listen to it. Like when we go in the locker room and like play Sewer, like they're playing like kind of rap and pop. So I get it there. But like when I'm taping my stick, I have like country music in.
I love country music. Yeah. Who's your favorite country artist?
Definitely Luke Combs or Morgan Wallen.
What's it going to take to beat these Buckeyes in game 2?
I think we definitely just need to get more shots on goal, be there for rebounds, and then, like earlier, like I said, like clean up our D zone. I think that'll help a lot. I mean, we can only rely on Hannah so much.
Well, good luck. Thanks so much, Alyssa.
Thank you for having me.